Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Every week, we break down the most important beauty news and launches, interview your favorite beauty experts, influencers, and celebrity guests,
and review our favorite beauty products of the moment as your beauty editor BFFs from the beautiful and great city of Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Okay. If you could not tell by the title of this episode, big news, big news. We met Ellen. We went to the Ellen show. We had an Ellen experience. Sarah, first thoughts.
I couldn't help but think about like the first time I went on the Ellen show and like what Ellen means to like the entertainment industry, and she's an icon, and how like I used to love watching her on the show. So it felt like a very special moment to be able to meet her.
So when I told Patrick initially that we got invited to the Ellen show, he was like, are you gonna go? I was like, are you dumb? Why would I not go? Like, is there really another option here? Like, it's her farewell season. It's her 19th final season.
It was very memorable. We had like the full like VIP treatment. Being in the audience to watch her show surrounded by what Kirby calls the cult of Ellen and her adoring fans, you were like, oh my God, yeah, like people love Ellen.
People love Ellen. When I moved to LA, going to the Ellen show was like a priority for me, especially as somebody who wants to have a talk show, wants to be a TV host. It was the show because there wasn't anything else out there in LA like it, right? Especially like helmed by a woman at the time.
By a lesbian woman at that.
Correct, correct. Let's just like back up. We initially talked about Kind Science and that it was happening on a previous episode. I have to give some kudos to her team for reaching out. I think I actually verbatim said, like, I don't think Glamgelinos are going to care about this. They extended an olive branch and were like, hey, listen, we listened to your episode. We're really hoping that you'll give the brand a chance. Like, come to the show, learn about it, learn about the ingredients and the products and why it was made. And like, cast your vote then. I have to say that's pretty big because we have so many different types of listeners that tune into the show, but PR could be like, F you, Kirby. We're like kicking you off of every other brand we represent's list because totally. You said this thing, right? So like they really didn't have to do that. And I know, Sarah, you had had an experience with Ellen via Zoom, like a desk side of sorts with a bunch of editors, kind of getting like the lowdown on what Kind Science was and like why Ellen was a part of it. And what did you think when you initially, you know, had that experience?
Her co-founder, Victoria Jackson, who we talked about on the episode, she was co-hosting the Zoom. I think that I was going in with low expectations, as Kirby said. You know, we weren't expecting us to be the target demo. We didn't think Glamgelinos. I didn't really think like refinery readers were going to be the people who are going to be using and shopping these products. After Victoria Jackson like introduced herself and walked through her career and her experience, like she really has like years and years of experience. She's created countless skincare products. So she really knows what she's doing and obviously like is familiar with the business side of things. And then Ellen, what I really appreciated about her on the Zoom and yesterday too, was that she was very honest with how involved she was in the process, right? She knew what she wanted, the quality of products she wanted. She wanted it to work. She knew what she didn't want in the products in terms of ingredients, in terms of packaging, all of that. But she wasn't trying to be one of those ambassadors, celebrity ambassadors who we've all interviewed and met before, who like kind of pretend to be like in the lab, mixing the formulations and all that. Like she really was like, Victoria is the mastermind behind the formulations. I trust her with like the different amazing ingredients that we have in these products and formulas. But, you know, I can't even say some of them. All I know is that I've tried and tested these products and they work for me and my 63-year-old skin. So I felt like she was being very honest. She really has nothing to lose. Like she does not need this skincare brand. She does not need to make any money off of it. Like it purely is just her wanting to share a line of products that she really believes in and works for her. I really like respected that.
I like that she was just kind of like, no BS, like, listen, I'm not going to claim that I'm like talking about, you know, the fruit acid blend and that I know what bamboo silk does or whatever. I also have to give Victoria Jackson her flowers because admittedly on the previous episode, we were like, who the hell is Victoria Jackson? Mm-hmm. She is a little bit older than our time, but I did happen to find an infomercial of hers from, I think, maybe the mid-90s. And all of the comments were basically, maybe women like her age or a little bit younger saying, I wanted this palette so bad, or I wanted Victoria Jackson products so bad, because she was really, you know, one of the first people to come out with like a professional makeup type line. Anyways, I think she's also a walking billboard for the products. Like she looks her age, but she's beautiful, does beautiful makeup, beautiful skincare.
The both of them looked incredible. And Ellen admittedly said, like, if you had seen her like before she started trying the products, like, she looks like a new woman, I guess, which I don't know. I've never seen her before. But the way she looked yesterday, like she looked incredible. And same with Victoria Jackson. Like I hope that my skin looks as good as theirs when I am their age.
Yes. Okay. So let's walk through this experience. We get this invite and they're like, do you want to go to the Ellen show? I'm always about a live studio taping experience. So it didn't really matter who it was. I was going to want to go to it. So of course I texted Sarah. I'm like, hello, we're doing this clearly. And she's like, yes, we are. I got to give the safety protocols a shout out. Like
oh my
they
God.
Are not messing around there. So you had to have a COVID test to go, but you also had a COVID test within 48 hours of going. So they sent a concierge COVID test to our respective homes. We got tested on Saturday. They sent that test to production. And then when we got there to Warner Brothers at 12 p.m. on Monday, it was pouring rain, cats and dogs. It does not rain in LA. So this was a special moment. Like I was literally like cradling Sarah under my tiny Benefit Cosmetics umbrella, trying to get across the street to the studio.
Because my dumbass was like, oh, it's not going to rain anymore. I don't need an umbrella.
And then I'm like looking for hidden cameras. Like Ellen would like film people trying to get across the street in the rain. And then from there, we took a rapid test to make sure that we were free and clear of any potential, you know, contamination, whatever.
Obviously, we all passed. We were there with probably like 10 other people, and it was a mix of journalists, content creators, and just straight up influencers. And what I thought was really interesting was it was a very broad range of people, ages, you know, races.
Mm-hmm.
So many different types of people were at this curated event. It was definitely a smaller, edited down group of people, which I appreciated. We got to stay in a dressing room next to Anya Taylor-Joy, which was very exciting. They had food provided for us. There's like no shortage of snacks and drinks backstage. Like, I truly felt like Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, all the drinks, all the beverages.
I'm just thinking to myself, like, are we in a dressing room that Justin Timberlake has been in? Like, when she scared Taylor Swift and Taylor fell on the ground, like,
oh my God,
were we in that dressing room? Did I go to the bathroom in that bathroom? Like, you know,
oh my God.
So many different thoughts. So we were there, and once everybody got through and, you know, was COVID-free, they were like, okay, we're going to go to the activation. So they had a area set up backstage with all of the products for us to like test, feel. It was really beautifully lit. There was like obviously a huge Kind Science logo. The one thing I did notice that I thought was really interesting and maybe, you know, I would have changed is for all the little nameplates of the products that were out, it said what the product was and what it did, but it didn't include like ingredients. And I think like that particular grouping of people really wanted to know what was in the products versus like what they did. Like you could look at a thing that said micro exfoliant and know that it's going to exfoliate your face, but like how is it exfoliating your face, you know?
Totally. Especially because there was such a focus on the ingredients. You know, they really wanted to celebrate the exact like science behind the combination of these, the snow mushroom extract. There were some really cool standout ingredients that I agree, Kirby, there was a bit of a missed opportunity, but they did give us a pamphlet that listed everything. So
they did. They ended up giving us a pamphlet, which we appreciated. I will say this. One thing I really like is that they don't use a lot of clean language.
Yes.
In the pamphlet, it does say, you know, no harsh chemicals, no dyes, no fragrances, no parabens. All the formulations are free of like the 1300 plus toxins. I guess the EU has banned, which that's like a whole other conversation. But there's nothing that says clean on mm-hmm. here. They're really not pushing the clean narrative, which I have to appreciate. But I also think like as a brand, when you're seeing people decide to make like purchasing decisions on whether or not something has a paraben or not, like I think at this point you just have to.
Oh, my God.
Omit it from the formulation or else like you're never going to get picked up by a retailer at this point. Right.
They use the word kind, I should say, instead of clean. So like kind to the planet.
Yes.
Kind to animals, kind to your skin, which actually I prefer.
Yes, I would prefer that. So yes, as Sarah said, the like three pillars of kindness, skin kind, animal kind, and eco kind. So everything is recyclable. They teach you even how to like recycle it properly. It's animal kind, never tested on animals, which I think is like a standard at this point. Skin kind, which is what they're kind of saying is good for all skin types.
Like Kirby was saying, there was a range of people who were invited to this event. I don't want to guess how old some of the women there were, but there was an older woman. So like basically they were saying that it's an age positive skincare brand that anyone could use it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They don't like anti-aging as a word. I do think that saying that it caters to everyone, I understand why they say this because the idea is like, the more people it benefits, the more, you know, money you could potentially make. But also Ellen's fan base ranges from like people in their early 20s to late 60s, early 70s. So I don't think she wants to like box in a potential demo here. But when we talked to Victoria and asked her more, you know, she kept saying Ellen wanted to make sure that it actually worked. We're like, okay, well, how did y'all prove that? And they're like, we did clinical trials for 2 years. We asked like what the range was of people and it started at 35, I think from 35 to 65. So I would take that actually as the demo of who this may be for.
And I think that too, it was to really test the efficacy of the products and if they were results driven, you know, because obviously you're not going to be able to test the neck treatment on someone who doesn't have lines in their neck. But yeah, no, I do agree. I think that that's their target demo.
And we did ask Ellen what her favorite product was.
Yes. And it is also Kirby's favorite product.
Ellen, what's your favorite product?
It's probably the micro exfoliant because I use that every single day because I wear makeup every day. Hmm. And it just, you know, I just feel like it's gentle enough to get all the makeup off and just whatever your day is without actually, because I love an exfoliant, but a lot of them are, they're just so harsh. Mm-hmm. And they actually make your face red when you're finished washing your face. And I use this every day. I use it twice a day. And I use it in different areas.
Good to know.
Yeah. I like to be sad. Yeah.
Okay, so the Micro Exfoliant Plus, this was the first product I reached for. I was immediately drawn to it because I wanted to know, okay, is this like one of those basic exfoliants that like has those really soft beads that don't do jack for your skin?
Or like the thick, thick scrubs where you're like, I'm actually going to break open my skin.
Well, it's volcanic sand. So these granules that are super, super fine, they help lift off the dead skin cells. It's in this, like, not emulsion, but it feels like a thick, I don't want to call it a paste because that sounds bad.
Yeah, it's not as thick as a paste.
Like when you push it out or, you know, press it out of its packaging, it doesn't like run everywhere. So it's very creamy. Mm-hmm, it's very creamy. And you can put it on your face. You can do it like as a little mask, like an exfoliating mask. It has fruit acid blend that helps unclog pores. And then your face afterwards feels incredible. It has bamboo silk, which smooths and softens. So I tried that. That was like the first thing I tried when I got home on my face. And I really liked it. Ellen says she uses this twice a day, which I was kind of like clutching my pearls because I'm like, girl, don't exfoliate your face twice a day, every day. But it's what she does. It's what she does.
Listen, maybe she's out in her Montecito home with the animals outside getting dirt on her face in the morning before she heads to the studio and she needs a good scrub. That all said, you know, if you do end up using this, start off with once a day, if not like once every few days.
She did give a good hack, which was that she does the micro exfoliant first and then she'll go in with the cleanser, which I actually freaking love because it helps break up the makeup. Then she just washes it all away with the cleanser. So I was like, okay, Ellen, you know a little bit.
Yeah, and she also mentioned that she likes to use it on her different body parts sometimes. So keeps it in the shower. I love keeping my exfoliators in the shower. I don't know about you, Kirby, but I feel like it's nice.
Oh, yeah.
With the heat and the moisture, like really helps break it down. So maybe for those little dry elbows.
Ooh, she joked it was her hiney. She joked that she liked to put it on her butt, which I mean, it was obviously a joke, but.
I've been using a lot of like exfoliating products on my armpits.
In terms of using it on your face, I used it this morning and I really liked it. I enjoyed it. My skin did not feel stripped afterwards. It was glowing. I was a big fan of it. Like the standout products for me personally are probably the micro exfoliant, which is $28, and then the hydrating cream, which Victoria said this. I was like, okay, here we go. So it's the hydration cream. It includes sea buckthorn, bakuchiol, which is interesting, boswellia serrata, which helps with visible redness, which is like my ultimate jam, and then the chef's kiss. The snow mushroom. The minute she said snow mushroom, I was like, I'm sold. Just get it on my face.
Yeah.
It's a cream, but it's not. It's definitely like a water cream, wouldn't you say, Sarah?
Yeah, it's definitely bouncy, but it's a lot more hydrating than most water creams you would probably have tried before. Like, I feel like it is extremely hydrating in a great way. Like, if you are looking for like a La Mer, creme de la mer type of like moisture, but you don't like how heavy and maybe sometimes greasy it can feel, or you are just naturally an oily person and you don't want something super heavy, like this is a really great hydration cream. I don't think I've ever used a cream that has had both the snow mushroom and bakuchiol in it before.
Yes.
Which I think Victoria Jackson was like really excited about this combination. It's $43, which I think Kirby already said. So it is on the pricier side, but I feel like still affordable. It's like 2 fluid ounces. So it'll probably last you maybe a couple months.
Yes. And everything is under $50, which I have to appreciate these days. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, you know, should you not love the products. Because right now, guys, it's just direct to consumer. They're not selling in stores. There are some before and afters on the website that you can check out that I think really drive home the it works point that they were really focused on.
Yeah. And I also appreciate that they included like which products they actually have clinicals for. They didn't provide clinicals for the radiance oil, the neck treatment, and the eye cream. And maybe those are coming later. But like hydration cream, yes, firming serum, which was also really lovely. And then maybe it was just those two. But they said that they found like 100% of participants found that their skin felt more hydrated. I can't remember like how long the period of time was, but I definitely like really enjoyed the way that my skin felt after using the products. Okay, what product do you think Glamgelinos will be most excited about?
I think people are going to be excited about the Micro Exfoliant Plus. I think it's just, I mean, maybe I'm biased because I do like a physical exfoliant and the granules in this are just like better. I like Gold Fat and MD Dr. Scrub type products, but that product is a mess to use, hence why I use it in the shower. And I think Ellen has sensitive skin, and the reason why I think she kind of leaned into getting into skincare is because she said that she was, when she started getting paid, all the stuff that she was buying was expensive, but it wasn't working for her. And she just felt like because of how much makeup she wears on a daily basis, her skin always looked red and ruddy and like she couldn't figure it out. I just think like the internet is not real life, right? So like sometimes on this podcast, the products that we talk about, I'll talk to my friends and they have no clue that some of these brands exist. Like I had a friend recently be like, what's Kosas? Should I be using Kosas? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, how do you not know what Kosas is?
No, but like, we are like extremely in a bubble.
Yeah. You know, maybe somebody out here, they're listening, is like a devoted Ellen stan. And you're like, you know what? I could use a new hydration cream. I like Ellen. I trust Ellen. I'm going to buy this. It's a good product. Like the ingredients are great. And same with the Micro Exfoliant Plus. Like I love that there's the alpha hydroxy acids. I love that there are the granules. And then I love that it makes your skin feel really soft afterwards. Like the products aren't a joke. Like I think that's the bottom line. I think that they're like really nicely developed, nicely formulated products.
They're also really, really cute. I love the packaging. I think it's like very pretty. I think that this would be a product line that I would gift for the holiday season. Like I feel like my mom and my sisters would all love the hydration cream and the firming serum and the micro exfoliant.
Yeah, my mom and aunts are going to love this.
Ellen aside, like you know that it's going to work for their skin type, even if they have really sensitive skin, and it's like a quality product.
And they're going to be hyped to see Ellen in the little package, pamphlet, whatever. Yeah.
Where can we buy?
It's all direct to consumer. So you have to go to kindscience.com at the moment. That's where you can purchase. Y'all, I mean, listen, I straight up was like, there's nothing that could make me enjoy this brand. And then I actually tried it and was like, okay, you know what? Just kidding. I'm using the Micro Exfoliant Plus twice a day now. No, just kidding. I'm not. Okay, we've been getting some questions. I think, honestly, it's because shopping season is among us. We've already scared the daylights out of y'all about buying your holiday gifts now because of supply chain and shipping issues. We've been getting some questions. We got this in our DMs. Actually, let me pull it up, Sarah.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
This is from our DMs. And if we don't respond to your DM, we apologize. We honestly don't get on our Instagram as much anymore because we have Hanners. Hanners, Hanners, Hanners are our Instagram. Okay. So Alyssa Hondell said, debating between the rich cream or creme de la mer for the upcoming Sephora sale. I have dry skin and live in the north where it's getting colder. Which do you think I should go with? Okay, Sarah, I'd love your take on this because I did respond to her, but I'm curious what you think.
I feel like tomato, tomato, it's so hard because I love both products. I love both brands. She was saying it's very dry where she lives.
Yes.
Did she indicate like age at all?
No.
Okay.
She did not.
Okay. I'm going to assume that she is a listener and maybe a little bit on the younger side. So I'm going to suggest the rich cream.
Okay. 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 So this is what I said. Because she said that she has dry skin and she lives in the north where it's colder, I said that La Mer, the creme de la mer, is going to be heavier. It's mm-hmm. going to be very occlusive on the skin. It's mm-hmm. going to lock in that hydration, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that Augustinus Botter is going to be more lotion-y.
Yep.
Like, even though it's called the rich cream, it comes in a pump.
Yes.
And it really doesn't feel like a cream. It's mm-hmm. more liquidy than, because if you ever have tried creme de la mer, it's very, very thick.
It is thick. I don't think there's anything really, really rich about the rich cream, except for the fact that it has the proprietary complex, which makes it like fancy and luxurious and expensive. So that's the rich part of it.
Wait, does the regular lotion not have that?
No. It does. Everything has it. Augustinus Botter's entire line has the like trigger, what is it? The TFC8. But I'm just saying, it's not like thick. Like, I feel like people who have not gotten their hands or tried samples of the rich cream are maybe thinking it is the same texture as a creme, which it's not.
No. The original Augustinus Botter lotion is way too thin for me. Like, when I use it, I don't know. It feels almost more like an oil versus like an actual lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Any person I talk to is like, the rich cream is what I prefer. And I'm now starting to wonder, is it called the rich cream just because you're rich?
And like, who uses the regular one?
I don't know.
Maybe if you're really oily, or like you really like to layer on different types of products, maybe. Because I agree, it was way too light for me.
It was too light. It had like a very, I don't know.
All that to say, we love the rich cream very, very much.
Yeah, the rich cream is our drug of choice here. We also love the creme.
We love de la mer.
There's so many factors that play in. Like, if you don't like having like a thick emollient mm-hmm. situation. I mean, like, my skin glows like a disco ball after I put on creme de la mer. Okay. Like, I'm using it on my feet because it's like that moisturizing. So, I mean, I would hope that your face is not as hardcore dry as like my feet are.
But maybe you live like this Glamgelino somewhere really, really cold and windy, and your face is just feeling really dry and your lips are cracked, and you need something that is really just going to like lock in the moisture, you know, and you've got your serums on before it. Like, use the creme. Use the creme. It's got the miracle broth, years and years of clinicals proving that it works. It's not for everyone. Every single brand out there is coming after La Mer.
Oh my God, they're so shady. They're saying the shadiest shit. They're saying the shadiest shit about La Mer. I'm just like, leave La Mer alone. Like,
La Mer does not come after you.
La Mer does not have to come after you. Okay?
Does not.
La Mer does not even think about you.
Right.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
And then we've got sweet old Augustinus Botter. Sorry, he's not old. Sweet Augustinus Botter with his little bow ties and his science.
So cute.
It's really like the future of luxury skincare.
Yes. Yes. And it's not a scam, despite whoever posted that in the Glamgelino Facebook group. Did you see that?
No.
Someone was like, so Augustinus Botter is a scam, right? And then everyone was like, haven't Kirby and Sarah both talked about this? And I was like, it was in our first episode. It was like one of the first products I ever recommended. I hope it's not a scam.
What do you mean a scam? Like, what kind of scam? Like a LuLaRoe scam?
Okay, I think the point the initial poster was trying to make was like, it's so expensive, does it actually work? And a lot of people were like, did nothing for me. And then some people were like, I swear by this product. It's like, I have to have it. I just want to be 100% with y'all. We're never going to recommend something that's a scam. Even like the Ellen thing. If we went to this thing and did not like the products, we'd be like, okay, we had a great time at Ellen, but like, what are these products? We would have been straight up about that too.
And also, on top of all of that, no, you don't need a Augustina Spotter. If you want to spend $20-$30 on Olay products, like, great. That's great too. We love Olay's moisturizers. If you want to spend $40 on the Kind Science Hydration Cream, that's great too. You by no means need to shell out hundreds of dollars for these very luxurious, expensive creams. But if you are asking our opinion,
yes,
we like them both.
Exactly. Moving on to another expensive extravagance that I posted about recently. Okay, by the way, I posted this video that was like, okay, I'm comparing the T3 Twirl Trio to the Dyson Airwrap. Well, I was inspired by Amy Chang because she did a video initially. You know Amy Chang?
Yeah,
what's her handle? I can never say her handle.
Bon Vivant.
Bon Vivant. Okay. So Amy Chang is like a really big hair influencer on TikTok.
Gorgeous hair.
Beautiful hair. But one thing was she posted a comparison about if the Dyson Airwrap or the T3 curling iron was like more damaging to her hair. She styled both sides of her hair with it. And then she asked people to pick which one. And she basically said that the Dyson Airwrap made her hair more damaged. I wanted to do my own version of this just because I felt like if you're going to compare two different products, you have to keep some consistencies within your experiment, right? It's like when you learn about science experiments in school.
Yes, it has to be exactly the same.
Yes. She curled her hair inward with one and outward with the other. She didn't take like the same size sections. And then she was like holding the ends of her hair up and like showing like damage. And I'm like, but after one use, like you need to do this for like 30 days.
No. And by the way, we have interviewed the Dyson scientist, Veronica. Go back and listen to that episode. They have done so much work.
So much research. Yes. And it's very different.
To prove that it does not damage your hair in the way that other heat styling tools do.
Yes. So my video that I posted initially was like, I'm not going to tell you whether or not one's going to give you more hair damage, but I'm going to tell you like which one to purchase should you be considering. It's apples to oranges. They're two completely different tools. One is actually like a heat styler, a curling iron that like puts heat on your hair. Yes, it's a ceramic barrel, but like it's going to cause more heat damage than the Dyson Airwrap, which not only has our favorite Kowanda effect, it stays at a maintained 302 degrees the entire time, and it blows air into the hair to help dry it. So the heat is evenly distributed. It stays at 302 degrees. That's the main difference between the two, right? Y'all, I'm going on a tangent here, but all this to say, I got a lot of questions like, should I buy the Dyson Airwrap then? I love the way your hair looks with the Dyson Airwrap. Does it hold a curl all day? Here's the deal. The Dyson Airwrap comes with 6 attachments and it's $549. This is a beauty investment. Do you need it? No. Do most people love it? Yes. Do some people not? Yes. You can return it after 30 days. If a part breaks, you have a 2-year warranty on it. There is a learning curve. This is not like your traditional curling iron. Like it will take a couple of tries to get the hang of it. But if you love a blown out look, you go to dry bar regularly, you go and get your hair blown out regularly, and you love that big, bouncy, voluminous curl, shiny curl, and it's not perfectly sleek, then this is the product you should probably look into. If you like more beachy, cool girl waves, you like a new wave like Anko Tron, like you like the more relaxed wave, like an actual wave, not a curl.
Not a curl, yes. Because you cannot achieve a beachy wave with the Dyson Airwrap. And that is exactly like what Kirby says. I use both a lot. I use the Dyson Airwrap probably more so than the curling iron, only because I'm like not going anywhere and really like styling my hair a lot anymore. But it just like makes my hair look nice and blown out and bouncy. But if I'm going somewhere and I want to style my hair, I use the T3.
Yeah, I love the T3 too. I use them both. We're both lucky that we have been gifted both of these products. Will I go buy another Dyson Airwrap? Yes. when my Dyson Airwrap dies, I will happily go out and buy a new one. Like, this is a product I use literally on the daily.
My T3 finally.
Oh, did it pass away?
It passed away. Oh, R.I.P. I was like, I had it for years and years and years, and it was like squeaking. And I was like, I don't want to get rid of it, even though I have like 10 curling irons in my garage. And finally, I had to say goodbye to it. It served me well.
You lived a nice life, mm-hmm, T3, mm-hmm. Twirl Trio. Anyways, last thing I'll say about this. If your hair does not hold a style when it gets blown out professionally, it's not going to hold a style with the air wrap. Like, this is not going to magically change how long your hair holds style.
Yeah. And I will say, if you have like really thick hair, textured hair, I personally, obviously, like, have really fine like Asian hair, and it works well with the Dyson Airwrap. Do you know how well the Airwrap works with really thick or textured hair?
A lot of people that have messaged me about it are like, I have so much hair. When you have a lot of hair, it's going to take a long time for you to style it regardless. This is also not going to be like the magic pill that changes how quickly your hair is styled. Because like, sure, it may dry your hair quickly, but like, if you're using the air wrap on like damp hair the way it's supposed to, you kind of have to hold the barrels for like a few seconds to like really make sure that it like fully dries the hair. So then that the style sets. I agree with you. I think like if you have really thick hair, if you have super curly hair, I know that Veronica says that she has like naturally really curly hair. Veronica being one of the scientists behind the product. So she said like she uses it to like straighten her hair. Can't speak to that. Like, I think that's amazing, but I'm not sure that's actually the case. If any of y'all do that, let us know. But I think we got to keep things in perspective. Like, we got to keep our expectations in check here. It's not going to be a magical product. So that's kind of like our little PSA on the Dyson Airwrap. It's not the magic pill, so to speak. If your hair doesn't hold a curl in general when you get it blown out, this isn't going to hold it either. Like, you need to stick to your curling iron if that's what helps your hair stay.
Yeah, agreed. All right, we're doing things in reverse today. Kirby, I want to know what's on your face.
Well, it's actually not currently on my face. I'm wearing Tower 28's Sunny Days.
Looks really good.
Yeah, it looks really good. I'm also wearing Annie from Makeup by Mario on my lips. Not Garth.
Not Garth. Oh. Or Jeff.
Well, listen, okay, I actually effed up. So Jeff is not a lipstick. Jeff is a lip liner.
Yeah.
He doesn't have corresponding lips with liners. So they all have different names.
He really has a lot of friends.
He does. So if you want a really sexual name for a lipstick, try Travis or Garth. No, Travis is a lip liner too. Damn it. Okay, anyways, Jeff is not a lipstick. So if you're looking for Jeff, you need to go to the Lip Liners by Makeup by Mario. What I have on my face is a product that's bougie. It is expensive, but we will be having our under 20 wives coming up in the month of November. So this is kind of like my last hurrah before that 4-week hiatus of bouginess, okay? Chanel LaBeige's Water Tint. I posted about this because I bought it in Hawaii earlier this month. And I was actually surprised. I had so many people asking me, what is this? And I'm like, oh, it's not clear by like the packaging. So allow me to introduce you to the Water Fresh Tint. It comes in 8 shades. This is a tinted moisturizer in serum form. So I'm like on the Chanel website. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you click it and you scroll down, you'll see what it looks like when they pump it out. It looks like a serum with a bunch of little pigment balls within the serum. And then it looks like it's just kind of like spreads into coverage. And the way that it works is that when you apply the product to your face, you push it in to pop those pigment balls, and it gives you just this really beautiful, glowy, hydrated looking skin finish. My friend Katrina, who is a professional makeup artist, was like, this is the product. Like, this is it. Everybody that says that they're using one product on the red carpet, they're not. They're actually using this.
Oh.
I was like, all right, I'm going to try to find it in my shade. So I got medium and I'm obsessed. I had some people tell me that they got it and they felt like there was no coverage at all. And it's actually really easy to think that if you don't apply it the right way.
Like if you're not breaking up the actual little capsules. Got it.
Exactly.
Which like also, what a waste. Like don't waste your capsules, guys.
Totally. If you put it on your face and you're trying to like, you know, I don't even know how you would do it. I feel like I always am pouncing on my face, so it would break them up. But you can't just like rub it on. Like you have to actually make sure that you break them up. So it comes.
You're like dabbing it into your skin.
Yes. Push it into the skin. It comes with a little mini Chanel brush that they suggest using. Honestly, this did not work for me. I felt like it absorbed all of the serum and then didn't deposit any of the product onto my face.
Here's some feedback.
I was like, maybe don't put this in there. Like, make a sponge. So I will dispense it onto my hand first, take my Tarte blender, which I'm obsessed with because it has like a flat side, and then I pick it up off of my hand with my sponge, and then I press it into my skin, starting at the middle of my face, and then blend it outwards. Literally every time I wear it, someone asks me, what is on your face? Like, non-ironically. They're like, no, like, tell me, like, what are you wearing on your face? It's light to medium coverage. If you want heavier coverage, this is probably not the product for you. People are like, I felt like you could see my skin through it. And I'm like, how? My face looks completely covered. Like, I have like the crack lips, you know, like the fully white lips when I like put it on my face because it's just so much product. It gives you a radiant, healthy looking glow. And really, it is incredible. It just says that it gives you 8 hours of hydration by using this product. So Sarah, notoriously dry Sarah.
Isn't this a little shocking? I've not tried this product because it sounds like extremely my shit.
100%.
What is the shade range?
So there's 8 shades available. It's kind of like when we talk about coverage. It's like it's not full coverage. So you don't need like 20 something shades or 40 shades or whatever. There's a lot of like in between. And you and I, oddly enough, sometimes are like the exact same shade. Yeah. So I have medium at the moment, but it goes from light to deep plus.
Okay.
So I would say there's 4 like fair shades and then 4 dark to deep shades. So the spread is there. There's a good spread.
I might have to go over to Nordstrom this weekend and pick it up.
Or you might just have to like ask Chanel for it when you go with them on that trip that you're going to Paris with them for. Yeah, maybe that. Maybe that.
Maybe they're like, no, you're asking for too much.
I'm not jealous at all. I'm just taking my happy ass to Nordstrom and buying Chanel product on my own accord.
Which also you could ask them. You don't need to be shopping yourself.
One of these days.
Let's talk though quickly about the TikTok trend of people buying the cheapest thing from designer brands so they can have the nice packaging. People who want like the Chanel experience, who, you know, don't want to buy a full-on purse, buy the Chanel cotton pads, buy this Le Beige tint, and, you know, get the little cute little Chanel bag. Their packaging is just like so pretty.
Oh, yeah. I bought this in Hawaii, like I said. My friend was having her 40th birthday there. I don't know what was in the water. The people I was with, were they were literally buying like thousands of dollars worth of designer products from like Gucci, Louis Vuitton, like YSL.
The taxes, right?
It's like 10% cheaper. Yeah. It's good shopping. It's good shopping. Okay. But I was like, I don't know. Like, is money falling off trees here? Like, what the hell is going on?
People are just happy and on vacation.
Yeah. I'm like by the beach. This is awesome. So anyways, I forgot a foundation and I was like, F, I need to go find one. And then I was just like, well, when in Chanel. So I went over and they happened to have my shade and I bought this and I had a beautiful Chanel bag to bring it home in. So I feel like, listen, you could buy the freaking hand cream for the holidays. They're going to send that stuff in a beautifully packaged box. I'll tell you right now. And Chanel has great customer service because I did that last year and they made sure chop chop it got to my people as quickly as possible. Anyways, that's what's on my face. I really, really love it. It's very, very different from like similarly priced product like the Armani Luminous Silk. It's just very different, a very different consistency. There is a learning curve, but I'm absolutely obsessed with it and it's awesome. Woohoo! Okay, everyone, that is our Tuesday episode. What do you think? Are you going to pick up Kind Science from Ellen? Are you going to try Le Beige's freshwater tint from Chanel? Are you going to kill us if we talk about the Dyson Airwrap ever again? I'm apologizing in advance because we will. We will definitely talk about our love of the Dyson Airwrap.
Until Dyson comes out with a new product or someone comes out with a product that is better than the Airwrap, no, you will not be hearing us talk about, or yes, you will be hearing us talk about the Airwrap again.
Everyone, thank you so much for listening. If you love Los Angeles, please share it with a friend. And if you are enjoying our episodes, we love to hear from you on social. Tag us. Let us know what you think. We want to hear from you. And we will talk to you on Friday for a spooky episode.
Ooh. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.